And ladies and gentlemen, today I ask that you continue to spread the word about supporting American workers and the businesses, both large and small, that employ them. The millions of Americans who have lost their jobs during this global recession are seeking employment opportunities so that they can keep their homes, support their families, and pay taxes for educational institutions and essential government services. As Americans, we have the purchasing power to help those people maintain and even restore their job opportunities simply by making it a point to buy American-made products. In doing so, we will see people being called back to their place of employment to meet the demand for products that you and I are helping to create. And the Buy American campaign certainly needs more attention than ever, so go out of your way to let others know that it's going on and invite them to go out and purchase those American-made products. Even today, we still see jobs leaving America because of rising operational costs and taxes. So my suggestion is that we all start pressing political leaders and business leaders to stop the loss of more jobs in America by urging them to seek every way possible to keep those jobs here in the USA. They simply haven't been at the negotiation tables enough. And because leadership did not work together for real solutions, they did not let the public know what was causing businesses to leave. The livelihood of American workers caused a great loss to our economy. Many jobs have gone abroad and may be lost forever. Just look around you and you'll see many empty manufacturing facilities. The question is, what happened? Why did the American people not react as those businesses prepared to move? Many of them were well known. They were mentioned in the media. Yet there was very little reaction. At this point, there are more questions than answers, but there's still time for some positive changes. As I said before, it's really up to you and me to help make the difference come about. Think of it this way. Every time you buy an American-made product, you are helping keep an American employed. This week when you go shopping, take the time to look at the packaging and the labels. Some items once made in America are now only available to you and I as imported products. My question, once again, is why? As I said many times, empty manufacturing facilities won't employ people, and unemployment means long-term instability and loss of self-esteem. Help us bring about some positive changes by purchasing American-made products first and by encouraging others to support the Made in America campaign as well. This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you, and I do welcome your comments and suggestions. I'm very pleased to hear from you, and I ask you once again to spread the word to others. You can email me from my internet site at michaelsupportsamerica.com. That is michaelsupportsamerica.com.